Make it plain. Make it plain.
M.I.P.
With Masamela Mafumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make it plain.
Get woke.
God bless you. Get woke. Folks, MIP is now COVID-free, meaning free to all subscribers as we navigate this pandemic. We're thinking about everyone, and we've got to get through this together. So for a limited time, no fee to subscribe to Make It Plain on your favorite podcast app. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special exclusive collaboration between Roland Martin and Roland Martin Unfiltered and yours truly of Make It Plain. We are honored to have a conversation with someone who's been an elder, teacher, and guide for so many of us, Dr. Conrad Wuerl. Just briefly, Dr. Wuerl is a native of Pasadena, where his father was best friends with Jackie Robinson's older brother, Mac Robinson. Conrad eventually migrated to Chicago, where he was a football and basketball and track star in high school, a veteran of the Vietnam era as well. He went on to earn his master's and his PhD and ultimately to be the director of the Center for Inner City Studies at Northeastern Illinois University. But he is most also a veteran, not only of the civil rights movement and SNCC for a while. He was at the 72 Black Political Convention in Gary. He was chair of the National Black United Front for over two decades. One of the pioneers in the National Coalition for Blacks Reparations in America. He's been fighting for reparations. He organized the Millions for Reparations March after being one of the directors of the Millions Man March in Washington, D.C. So our brother has done a lot. And I should also mention he was one of the architects of Harold Washington's victory as the first Black mayor of Chicago. Conrad, hey, brother, you on with Roland and me, man. How are you, brother? We love you. We're praying for you.
All right. Thank you, brothers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're honored to talk to you. How you doing? What are you thinking? What are you spending your time thinking about and pondering? I know you have a special message for us and for the community.
Well, right now, aside from fighting my cancer and receiving all the love from African people around the world who are lifting me up in prayer and revolutionary spiritual uplifting, I just want to say thank you. I'm not giving up, and I'm fighting my ass off. And I love you, and I want to say thank you. But in my world, in my life, I have been influenced greatly by history. People like Martin R. Delaney, David Walker, Edward McNeil Turner, Frederick Douglass, and many others. But coming in the age as a young man, I began to be influenced by Brother Malcolm, who helped internationalize the Black struggle. His famous album, The Ballad of the Bullet, was classic, and we should listen to it now for instruction. This is what I've been thinking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Roland?
Conrad, there are obviously a lot of people are paying attention to what's happening in this presidential race. Looking at what's happening with politics. This whole idea of African-Americans, what should we be demanding of candidates, especially on the Democratic side? Just your assessment of just what you're seeing, feeling, and hearing, and what we should be focused on.
Okay, let me just say this. I'm a revolutionary. I'm a Pan-African nationalist. And I haven't been aligned with any political party in terms of loyalty throughout my whole life. But this is what I have to say. The Reconstruction period that ushered in our right to vote and where we are now in this critical moment with a maniac in the White House I think all black people should bury the hatchet. I know electoral politics has its limitations, but at this hour, black people need to unite and help throw Trump out of the White House. Bury our hatchets. Try to unify around some specific black agenda items in the back room.
You specifically say in the back room. Obviously, stuff plays out differently today on social media.
What I mean by that is we need to craft something generally that we can agree upon. But more importantly, even if we don't agree, let's bury the hatchet and take Trump out. Take the man out. The man is no good for humanity. He's no good specifically for black people. This man gets reelected, we're in deep trouble. So that's my message. My message is, can we once for all bury the hatchet, black people? Can we say, hey, this is a critical hour with a man telling us to take a drug that will kill us, a man that was leading the charge against Obama not being a citizen of this country in the first place, a man who allies himself with the Confederate leftover vestiges of white supremacy, a man who obviously has no regard for the millions of people who are being affected by this virus. He's only concerned about his reelection. I mean, come on, black people. Can we unite around getting Trump out? Can we bury the hatchet in unity for this particular moment in history? Frederick Douglass, who was a civil rights advocate, and Martin Delaney, who was one of the early Pan-African nationalists during Reconstruction, they united 150 years ago. So this is a critical hour, and I'm only pleading to black people to bury the hatchet and take Trump out.
Conrad, one other question. There are some who are suggesting that if Joe Biden does not support or endorse or embrace a black agenda that we might give him, that he does not deserve our vote. Is it so? What is your reaction to that suggestion?
My reaction is bury the hatchet and take Trump out. The specifics of, you know, there's a lot of clowning going on, man. You know, our people, we don't, you know, all that's nice, and we should work to make him agree to some of our agenda items. And we should fight the man and pressure the man and do everything we can to exercise and leverage our support for Joe Biden. But all this talk about, you know, if he don't, what you gonna do? You gonna go with Trump? I'm sure some of the items that we've advocated over the years, we can force him to adopt. If we unite, if we got all this old talk before we unite, it's just Negroes hollering in electoral politics trying to get famous.
What jumps out the most here, Conrad, is that when you talk about what Trump is doing in terms of where we are going, one of the things that I keep making it clear to people is that if you look at the individuals who Donald Trump is putting on the federal bench, these people are going to be there for the next 40 to 50 years. So the election is not just about who wins the next 4 years, it's who controls the federal bench for the next two generations.
I Absolutely, Roland. Look, there's some thought that what we have to understand is in the reform nature of electoral politics and its relationship to Black people. The whole, there's a wing in America of white people that want to take us back. They still feel that we ought to go back to the Confederacy and that white supremacy should prevail and they should reemerge to be the power force in America. That's very clear. When they say they want to take America back, what they mean is the Confederacy tradition of white supremacy, where we become their property again, and they impose our non-humanity status of us not having any rights that a white man will respect. And they will do that in part through their Supreme Court and other federal courts throughout the nation. We need to stop. I can't, as a revolutionary man, as a Pan-African nationalist, that not necessarily, my work has not been totally in the civil rights movement. I've been a Black Power advocate primarily, and I've represented a different wing. We've had two wings historically around ideas in America for Black people. Ideas are weapons of war. And right now, the idea is to unite Black people to take Trump out, whatever it takes, whatever our debates with each other, whatever our internal contradictions with each other, wherever our internal differences, it is time to figure it out, bury the hatchet, and take Trump out. For the future of our race, of African people inside America, and all humanity.
My final question to you, Conrad, is this here. A young person listening to this saying, look, we appreciate what you've done. That's an old guy who's talking. What about for us, we're young, we have a different view. What would you say to that Black voter who is 18 to 35 years old?
I would say that I was 18 and went through the period to become 35. And I talked a lot of smack. Said a lot of things. But in the end, I found out, in some regards, in my youthfulness, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Because we weren't necessarily listening to the wisdom of the elders and the intergenerational conversation among African people inside America. I love young people, they're the next wave. So I would say to the young people, you know, I love y'all, but listen to your elders, listen to your ancestors. Don't make the mistakes of the past, of our usefulness as young people coming out of the 60s. We made a lot of errors because of our usefulness and not really reading, studying, and understanding the history of the Black movement and social movements in America. It's been a deep call. So I would just urge them, the young people, to pay attention to history, pay attention to intergenerational conversation, and pay attention to the mistakes that the young people made in the 1960s. I love y'all, young people. We need y'all to help us take out Trump.
Conrad, thank you, man. We love and appreciate you. And thank you for this, man. Thank you for your guidance and your eldership, brother. Okay?
Love you, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Love you, Conrad.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
God, you are our refuge. Send our ancestors to guard our doors. Cast out this virus from our communities and our bodies. Heal, bless, and protect everyone listening and their loved ones. Thank you for listening to Make It Plain and Get Woke. Remember to listen, like, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. If all minds are clear, it has been made plain.